Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yeah, and we will be talking to Helen Wilson about the Gondoliers. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Lee.
I've been saying it wrong all morning. I've been saying you're from the Girton Operatic Society, and you've changed your name to Girton Musical Theatre.
Yes, a couple of years ago we changed it. We thought it might have a slightly broader appeal than Girton Operatic, which puts some people off. They think we're just doing grand opera, whereas actually we tend to do comic operas and musicals. So we thought a change of name might draw more people in.
And you do a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan as well.
We do mostly Gilbert and Sullivan. Last year we did The Merry Widow, which is by Lear. But so far it's been mostly Gilbert and Sullivan. But we are looking at other things. The advantage of Gilbert and Sullivan is because it's out of copyright. It doesn't cost anything to put it on, whereas a lot of other shows are really expensive. And for a relatively small group, that can be a big outlay for us.
But it also seems with Gilbert and Sullivan, there are lots of parts, so everybody gets a good chance at it.
Yes, and this one in particular, The Gondoliers, has got a lot of parts. The story is that Gilbert got fed up with some of his principals being real prima donnas, and so he said, right, I'm going to write a play with one principal, and there are going to be lots and lots of parts. So this one's got 8 or 9 really nice parts in it, and then things for the chorus to do as well.
Well, tell us about it then. So what's The Gondoliers about?
It starts off the story of two gondoliers who are the most eligible bachelors in Venice, and all the girls, of course, want to marry them. And they've been putting it off for years and years and years, and eventually the girls manage to sort of work it so that they propose to the two girls that they've really been in love with all along. And they're all set to live happily ever after when a spanner is thrown into the works, which is that one of them was apparently married as a baby to the girl who's going to be the queen of Barataria, an island off Spain somewhere.
They're quite funny, these, aren't they? I mean, you can't take them entirely seriously. They're very amusing.
Oh, yeah, the stories are totally ridiculous. And there were some very funny characters in this one as well. There's a couple of very pompous noblemen who've fallen on hard times but are still trying to be to live as if they still had all their lands and their riches and so on. And their solution to this is to launch themselves on the stock exchange and get people to buy shares. And in that too, they're then rich because they've got all this money from shareholders.
And sometimes you update it. I remember you did one that had a kind of Great British Bake Off scene.
Yes. In this one, we've kept it. We haven't done quite so much with it, but we have. There's quite a lot in it about republicanism, which was quite a thing, a growing movement in the time that Gilbert wrote it. And so we've added a bit of extra political stuff, both things about the politics in this country and in America. Hopefully not so much that it will spoil people's enjoyment, but just to give it a little bit more of a modern feel.
Because they haven't dated that much now, that they're still performed, they're still enjoyed now, even though that, when were they written?
Well, this one was written 130 years ago. Oh. So it's, it's quite a long time ago, but the stories are still funny, and we have changed some of the words. Some of the references were a little bit sexist, and we've updated some of them, made the women a bit less sort of simpery and a bit feistier.
And this is a special show for you, isn't it? Because was this the first production
We did this one 30 years ago. We did The Gondoliers. This is our 30th show, and so we've gone back to The Gondoliers again.
What do you think is the lasting appeal of Gilbert and Sullivan?
I think they've got really catchy tunes. I mean, quite often we feel we've really succeeded when we hear the audience going out humming the tunes from the show. And this one's got some really lovely songs in it. And there's also the scope for humour, and people can add, the cast tend to sort of add their own little bits of business that the producers haven't told them to do, but by the time we get to the final performance, there'll be lots of other things that the chorus are doing in the background, which the audience really enjoys, trying to spot all the different things that are happening in the background.
And I'm sure Gilbert and Sullivan would approve of that.
Well, I hope so. But
well, you talk about the music. We're going to listen to a track now. So what's this track that we'll
this
hear?
This is called The Dance of Cachuca. And this is from Act Two, when everyone has gone to Spain and they've all been reunited and they decide to have a big party. And it's a really lively dance. So we have to sing and dance during this one. So we're all quite out of breath by the time we get to the
end. So this is actually the cast performance?
No, this is the doily cart on the CD. But we will be doing this ourselves.
Thank you.
So there we are, that's from the Gondoliers. That seems to kind of crystallise some of the joys and the difficulties of Gilbert and Sullivan. Yes. There's lots of words in there.
There are, yeah, and that one in particular is quite fast. We had real trouble when we were learning at first, getting the words out fast enough. So we have to practice that quite hard.
Yes. How hard or easy is it? Because there's also quite a range demanded of the singers as well.
Yes, there is. I'm not a soprano. The sopranos have the hardest thing because they have to get all these very high notes. But it's possible for an amateur group to do it. We've been lucky to have some semi professional sopranos over the years who've managed to take the highest roles, but this year it's all amateurs, and I think our sopranos are actually doing a very good job, so hopefully that's what the audience will feel when they come and listen to it.
And I've been to a couple of these performances. They're great fun, literally for all the family.
Yes.
Children come along,
yes.
They enjoy it because it's quite a spectacle.
Yes, it is. It's very colourful. We've just been to see the costumes and they're really bright and colourful, and the set's almost finished, and again we've tried to make that sort of colourful and Mediterranean in appearance. And last year we've been nominated for an award for our set and costumes for last year, which we're very excited about.
Oh well, good luck with that. And then you have a full orchestra there as well.
We do, yes. We had the first rehearsal yesterday with the orchestra and they were sounding very good, and it just gives that extra boost to the cast when they start hearing the orchestra playing. We have a fantastic pianist who rehearses with us all through the year, but it is that much more exciting when you've got a trumpet playing the fanfares and all the other instruments come in. It just gives that little extra dimension, which is really exciting.
So how are the rehearsals going at the moment?
I think we've got to sort of panic stage, but I'm sure it'll be all right in the night.
Every production gets to a panic stage,
yes.
Doesn't it? Well, it's on Thursday the 28th of February to Saturday the 2nd of March, 7:30 in the evening, but you've got a matinee as well on Saturday at 2:30.
Right.
It's at Girton Glebe School Hall on Cambridge Road in Girton. Advance tickets are £10, or you can buy them £12 on the door.
That's right, and a reduction for children.
And there's an interval, sometimes a couple of intervals, aren't there?
This one's not such a long show, so there's only one interval. So there's refreshments available.
So if people are interested, it's ticketsource.co.uk/Girton Musical Theatre.
That's right, yes. Or they can find us on Facebook, and there's a link on Facebook to the site as well.
Well, good luck. I heartily recommend people go, because it is just a joyful occasion. They are really upbeat affairs, aren't they?
It is really joyful. We really feel happy after we've finished a performance, and we hope the audience have enjoyed it too.
Well, good luck, Helen. So that's The Gondoliers, February 28th to March the 2nd, Girton Musical Theatre. Ticketsource.co.uk is where you get your tickets. Good luck again.
Thank you.